In these dire economic times, many of us are trying to figure out what to do with our money. Sure, you could pay someone for advice or troll through thousands of websites in hopes you'll find the answer to your specific question, or you could turn on the TV.
This show is all about you taking charge.
This is where you put your money in and it grows.
You're getting taxed up the wazoo. So
he has no idea how bad it is out there. He has no idea.
Hold your hot dog, because here comes a scoop of chili cheese advice.
Okay, that last one was a joke. That's Kristen Wiig on Saturday Night Live spoofing Susie Orman. All kidding aside, though, TV is filled with personal finance shows now more than ever. Slate's Troy Patterson has been watching, and he joins us now with his review. Hi, Troy.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You know, as you write, there are a lot of new shows out there. Tell us about some of those.
There is indeed. The vicious downturn in the economy has been accompanied by an upswing in personal finance television. Shows that just came to the air in January include The Clark Howard Show, which is on HLN, which is what we used to call CNN Headline News. A couple weeks after that debuted, the Fox Business Network brought us Your Questions, Your Money, sort of a Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, four-hour extravaganza, where anchors and panelists sit in the studio and ask questions, you know, about macroeconomics and home economics, and they range from the insightful to the inane, both the queries and the answers.
And it's okay to sit with a good friend or with your pastor and just have a good cry.
For my money, the most interesting of them all is the Dave Ramsey Show, which is on Fox Business again.
Why Dave Ramsey? What do you like about him?
Oh, he's got this sort of no-frills, down-home style. He's really captivating this way. And there's something a bit, not a bit, but frankly, evangelical about what he's doing.
And I'm going to challenge you on a spiritual level to redefine what you call life.
What is his catchphrase? That the paid-off home mortgage has replaced the BMW as a status symbol of choice.
And what about some of the old standards, guys like Jim Cramer, as you mentioned, his show Mad Money? Do you sense any tone shift now that the economy has turned?
Absolutely. You know, there's this way in which Jim Cramer's whole shtick, arm-waving, ear-splitting, stock-tipping act. He is kind of like a human bubble in that respect. So these are tough times for him.
My people have been in this game for 25 years, and they are losing their jobs, and these firms are going to go out of business, and he's nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
Cramer.
Troy, you have watched now hours and hours of these shows. Do you feel like there's any really strong, solid, important financial advice in the midst of all of them? Are these shows serving a purpose?
I don't know. For one thing, I think they function almost kind of like little therapy sessions. They give people hope, the sense that they do have some control over their destiny and that the world isn't as scary as it sometimes seems.
Troy Patterson is Slate's television critic. Thanks, Troy.
Thanks for having me.